Honourable Members, good morning. I'm sure we can start with our meeting. It shouldn't last long. And today we are discussing our minutes. I was going to reflect on the minutes and adopt our minutes, our report. We will need a quorum at the end of our meeting so that we adopt our report according to the policies of the institution. We will need 7 members to be present for us to adopt the report. How many are we 6 with Honorable McIntosh? But I think we could start and reflect on our minutes, see what we could correct. If we are happy, then we are happy with the minutes. I think I will take them because Eddie has numbered them. We do 1 up to 12, but we dwell on 1, go through it. If there are any corrections we made, with corrections, additions, I don't think we could add more than what he had put in here. Page 1, I mean the first set or the first report, those were the people who were present and apologies. Everybody was there. On the first page, page 2, are there any additions or corrections? Because the reports were circulated last week. I'm sure all the members went through them, just approving our agreement. So we are okay with that page 2. Mm-hmm. Page 3.
Agree.
Page 4.
Agree.
Page 5. Just to understand on the first paragraph there, the chairperson in her closing remarks emphasized that people should be employed in the acting position. I think that one, I'm against, yeah. Employing people, acting. Yeah. People should not be employed or something.
I beg your pardon. In the second sentence in the same paragraph, it talks about marriage officers being same age, sex marriages.
Same sex. Yeah.
Same age.
Civil union.
Same sex civil union.
There are two possibilities, civil union and marriage. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So she just said they're trying to solemnize civil unions and same-sex marriages.
Okay.
Oh.
But in this case, it was the same-sex marriage.
It's a special vote on the bill and on that.
Okay, we are okay with the with number one. We go to number two. Those were the people who were present on that day, and those who were not there. On page two, any corrections, additions? Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. We are all happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. Pardon? The third report, those are the people present. Page one. Page two. Page three.
The chairperson is disposed of the third bottle. A man.
Oh, we were together with the chairperson of labor.
Yeah. Maybe you could just say the chairperson of labor.
Yeah, I'm rather making it clear because it's
fine. Okay, I'm going to
try the chairperson of labor. Chairperson of labor. Yeah. But just on top of that number four, the, or should we say the last sentence of the second last paragraph, it should not, I don't know what language is that.
Schooled.
Yeah. Are we together?
Yeah.
The second last paragraph. The third sentence. Yeah. The P instead of should.
But you look like a very good headmistress.
But also on 3.2 discussions, the third line, you know, I get worried with this regime. The committees indicated that there was no regime to deal. What is regime? What do we understand?
Referring to like legislation, regulation, like a system of
a policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
No, but it is the correct word to use.
Regime.
It's not a negative word like apartheid.
Yes, you know I'm from that. I was an activist, Honorable Mackintosh. I know what regime means.
Regime.
From the old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, regime basically includes lots of things like policies, systems, legislation. It's a work for all of us.
Okay, in that context.
Yeah, if it means that, then I'm comfortable, but I was worried about it. Okay. And the fourth report, page one, does not everyone, does the Electoral Commission. Where we were supposed to.
So I just had one thing about that. My only question is why the different reports have different formats, and that it was a standardized format for all the minutes, because some of them appear like this and some of them appear like this. So I'm not sure if that makes a difference.
But it doesn't. I think here it was before.
it was before.
Yeah, it was before Eddie decided to do the column. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Adam is hearing why is the format different. I think he decided to do it better. That was the time of Chief Justice who sent us one pager. Anything there? Nothing. Very short. Okay. Number 5 report also, it was a continuation of the last one. Okay.
Yeah.
On the 6th report, page 1. On the 2nd page, and the 3rd page. The 7th report, the 5th page, the 2nd page, the 3rd page.
On the 2nd page of that, the last sentence on the 2nd page of that report, the last sentence doesn't really make sense. Yeah.
Where are we?
Okay. Do you have notes on how the first two issues were responded to by the AG? This isn't the
internal communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want? The 8th one, on page 1, page 2, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5.
Page 4, the format is using slightly different, I don't think it really matters, but he's using different spacing for each of the, this looks unprofessional, the lines are. The bullets. The bullets are all orange, they're all different.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah, just a line.
in a confusion, the word order should just end that sentence. It says, in fact, the union says that they should sustain the unqualified.
Audit.
Yeah.
Audit.
Report number 9. Okay. Number 1, page 1.
Again, you can include it.
Page 2. Page 3.
This is page 3. Just a small thing. The South African Peace Service, not South African Peace Services. It's the second bullet, the last set of bullets. SAP is actually. But that completes service on the services.
Yeah.
Page 4, the MOU, I think it just needs to be the definition of the long version of MOU. I think most people understand it. It's not stated anywhere else in the document. So you just need to say Memorandum of Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put the MOU under, in brackets.
It was complaining that SAP was delaying in signing, in the signing of Memorandum of Understanding. Oh, okay, no, fine. I see now, no, it's fine.
On the law,
committee's observation.
And we've done with that.
Yeah.
The last page, on the conclusion, there is one verb giving too many. Thanks for the, not thanks for the order.
And also AG, I mean, everybody knows what AG is, but you can say what's the general AG, because it's not mentioned anywhere else in the documents.
The 10th report, page 1. Page 2. Thank you. page 3. Okay. The 11th report. Page 1.
Just for general information of the secretary, in terms of my initials are AH. Is that
A-H?
You sometimes use
A.
People know the initials all the time, you know. And if you want to write out my name, there is a little thingy on the E. Sorry, Chair, for that itself.
Also, if you look at the names, yeah, some of the names are in full and some of them in short, so you just make them all short.
What I don't understand is you propose own type on my page.
And also you've got some of them surname first and then initials afterwards, okay. And they make them all standard.
Maybe
oh,
just
yeah.
In all the
check out
the other that make it standard. If we use initials and we use that and all the initials,
yes.
All initials and surname.
And I think that should be the standard.
Mm.
I'll practice, although I don't bother too much about that.
Okay.
And the minutes should always, I think, be such that even if you read the meeting, you can understand what the discussion was about. In the, on the last page, the third bullet point under resolutions, it says, we should start with the most important recommendations in the report. How do we...
Where are you?
I'm on the last page of number 10, report number 10.
Number 10.
And the third bullet point under resolution. It says the committee should start with the most important recommendations in the report. So the most important doesn't clarify in any way which recommendations they are. I don't know if it's for those of the members who were at the meeting, it's understandable, but it isn't to me.
No.
It wasn't.
I think you can probably even take that whole sentence out, because you can't, it's difficult to qualify that sentence.
Mm.
It's difficult to say which one is the most important, because the way we end up structuring the report is according to programs, and I don't think we put them in a particular order. So I think there are some that are more important, like the bigger ones.
Mm.
But it's difficult to say that.
Yeah.
So rather, it's probably better to leave that out.
Yeah, no, I agree that we did not actually recommend that these should be prioritized and the others follow. Yeah, maybe we need to remove the sentence. And in future we recommend or prioritize those that we think
need to be more important.
You see, like the rollout of the smart cards, I think that is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been discussed for so many years since I started in this portfolio committee, and still now we are still discussing it. Okay, we were just about to complete 11. On 11, page 1, page 2. We were supposed to emphasize the issue of the office space for
permanent office accommodation.
Yeah. Especially for the cashiers. Yeah, I know, Adam. There's the what bullet is that? The third bullet under the committee made the following recommendation. You to find a permanent office accommodation for Christian Khanisa and Saung in the Northwest Province. You also find additional office accommodation at Big Bed and Maseru, where we did not have offices for cashiers.
Okay. So accommodation,
that was the problem.
So office accommodation for cashiers.
Cashiers.
At Pittsburgh and the State Report.
Yeah.
And
then coming here.
Yeah. Not a permanent office accommodation, just permanent. And then just for consistency sake, you know, don't refer to a person with an initial and then with one without an initial later on the same sentence.
Okay.
All right.
The 12th report, which is a bit powerful. For the Northwest Oversight Visit.
I see there is, you know, now we're back to the situation of not saying honorable but Ms. and Mr. whatever. It should also be consistent in terms of that. And then I don't know who's Mr. JJ. I know who he is, but I mean it's Mr. JJ.
Oh,
there are
okay,
the members
okay,
of the
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
So I see there's a Mrs. Enoch there.
No, Chairperson. More honorable friends is being. It's Mr. Mahunya and Mr.
Oh, I see. It's a surname first. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. I see.
Must ever miss.
Sorry.
No,
but it's confusing the inconsistency. Now it's not this one.
Yeah.
And for example, to be even more silly, I see sometimes it's referred to as Mrs. MRSA, Mrs. NDR, and other times it's Ms. So I think we do use the non sexist terminology, and I'm really concerned that the Honorable Lord Moody didn't pick that up.
No, because I insist that I am very privileged to be married to my husband. And I'm
Mrs. Husband. Oh my word. She's not fully liberated. By the liberal. I'll put that down to old
school. Okay, page 2.
So, John, page 1, the report at the top says, it says dated, and then
it doesn't go
on the
date. Yeah, I've noticed that, and the date is.
We'll put today's date.
Under the third.
Oh,
it's okay.
Set up 5 years to
okay.
Not update.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll also become, it won't be a draft anymore. Yeah. We'll also take this rough cut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Seven. Eight. Six, nine. Deputy Speaker who wrote a letter to me to say that these recommendations have been brought to the attention of the department that this will happen. Yes, so it does happen. And if you had during our BRR report, you must check your ATC where we had our report. Our recommendations are there in the report.
And they're
and they will be presented to the department. The department, you know, I'm not sure whether it's the minister or the department, but they will eventually reach the department that this is what the committee recommended should happen.
But also, like these before these were never formalized, the recommendations that are from all our reports are usually are summarized in the budget report. And the budget report actually has a legal status now where the department, the minister is required to consider the budget report as part of the budgetary process.
I understand it, Madam Chair, maybe I can say something about this report given to the budgetary committee, which is a parliament, but I only get to set up here, and if it has been, it hasn't been given the capacity in terms of staff and
the budget office, and it hasn't been.
Yeah, it hasn't been set up as a.
So, in a sense, you throw this.
No, National Treasury does actually consider it. That's why we have to do it before the medium term budget statement. That's what our deadline was, to get it there before the National Treasury passes the medium term budget of the department. And then they're also supposed to consider it for the new budget for the next year.
And also for this one, the last one that we just did now, because the oversight report is going to be on the ATC. The speaker is going to forward it over to the minister. So the minister will respond to it. But also, since we have adopted, even with the minister will not ATC them, but I can send them to the department to say these are official documents and then they can go through them.
We were proposing an oversight trip for Mpumalanga and KZN for the coming 2 weeks, because it's committee week. So it seems that because of our budget, we have more. I mean, the trip
costs
more than what we have. So we decided that let's rather do Mpumalanga for the week, and then in January, because we do have a committee week or committee week, we will do KZN.
Mm-hmm.
It's agreeable.
Okay.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Yeah, I think it will be 1 week.
So leaving on Monday, on Sunday the 28th, and returning on the following
Monday.
Then it's
Monday. That's my birthday. I expect presents.
You go on the
29th. And
we're leaving on Sunday.
On Sunday, which is the 27th.
Which is the 27th.
Yeah.
And then
returning on the following Friday, which is the 2nd.
Okay.
Yes.
But we're still waiting for approval from the House Chair, so...
Yeah, there's lots of budget constraints.
And I unfortunately have a commitment of COP.
Where?
COP.
COP. COP 17?
Yeah.
So you're not coming?
No, I've got the only
okay.
Yeah, it will be far for you.
Well, they've got time.
No. So you're not coming at all, eh?
Yeah, you will be attending.
I'll have a look at the program.
No, so it's exactly around that time, though. The end of, November, beginning of December is.
Because the conference starts on the 28th.
I promise the member that there will only take 2 minutes to check.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Mazia. It's just that we needed a person to talk. come and assist us to adopt our report. Thank you very much for your coming in. Could you let him sign the register as well? We start with the with the first report. Honourable member,
I propose adoption.
Seconded. The second report. Second. The third report. Second. El Maduna Peterson. The fourth report, the 3rd of May. Oh, Honorable Maduna Peterson, Minister Sekonde. The fifth report, Andrew Sekonde.
Matter of principle.
The sixth report. The sixth report. The seventh report. The 8th report. Honorable Martin Tosh was there that day.
No.
Please. And the 2nd one? The 9th report. You went there.
Okay. It says you were.
No, she was.
Oh, apologies.
The 10th report. Madonna Peterson. The 2nd. Okay. The 11th report. The 12th oversight business report. Thank you, honorable members. Oh, thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you, honorable Mackintosh.
Just get the whip from the closet.
Thank you, Honourable Members. The meeting is
okay. Okay, before we adjourn, I have one quick announcement. I'm getting married, and I just want to let you know. On the 10th of December, I'm getting married. I'm not having any formal reception or anything, so don't expect invites, but I just want to let you know that I'm getting married. And good bake to everybody. If you don't see you at the Oversight Trip,
No, I think we're going to have our talk there. I hope you're going to be there on November 9th.
Oh, for sure. That we can do. Amongst other things, yes.
Honourable Lamont. Well, Adam. Honourable Members, this is our last meeting. Actually, Eddie insists that I say something because it's our last meeting. I thought we would maybe say that when we finish our oversight visit, the last day of our oversight visit, but he insists that no, he stays today. So, because of what Eddie's saying, Honourable Member, I want to thank you all for your participation or being members of this portfolio committee. You know, it was a difficult year for us, but we managed to push through all the legislation that was there. We managed to deal with the legislation according to the processes of Parliament, and even the BRR, so being a new animal to us, at least we are managing the process, and it's because of your cooperation as members of this portfolio committee. There are hitches here and there, but we always manage to, after all the hitches, to come together and smile and continue with our work. I want to thank you very much, and I'm proud of having a team like you working with me, supporting me where I make mistakes. Thank you very much, and I wish you all good rest. At least share this time with your families, because you are forever not at home doing your party work or parliamentary work. Now it's time for you to give your time to your husband and your spices, let me say your spices. And please don't dodge home and say, no, you have other meetings. There are no meetings. Give your time to your spices and family. Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
Spices up.
And thank you very much, Honorable Mazia, for assisting us. Thank you.